You're listening to SBS News.
For many Australians, the recent weeks of the coronavirus pandemic have been a fast-paced blur of quickly changing and sometimes complex messages from authorities. When English isn't your first language, it's a particularly challenging time. A letter sent by 30 frontline support groups to the Victorian government has called for greater support to help these communities cope with the crisis. Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria Chairman Eddie Micallef has told SBS the correspondence was born out of frustration felt by many organisations.
First of all, there's uncertainty about their funding agreements, that a lot of grants expire or a lot of projects expire June the 30th this year. And those that are existing, they need some flexibility with the existing arrangements and some certainty about whether they can continue this work, given that we have this current pandemic crisis.
Mr. Micallef says there's an increasing sense of desperation among vulnerable groups in the community.
We've even heard cases of increased racism, increased aggression, difficulties with employment. A lot of people in jobs in hospitality being put out of work.
Also suddenly thrown into unemployment are many artists from minority backgrounds. Multicultural Arts Victoria Chief Executive Veronica Pardo says they're doing it particularly tough.
We rely so much on the work of artists to keep us entertained, keep us well. And so many culturally diverse people make their living from their arts and cultural practice. But this work has just disappeared overnight, and we don't know when it's going to return. So, unfortunately, we're very concerned that creatives are falling through the cracks of the current financial support packages.
One of the group's seven recommendations to government is that organisations be paid for costs already incurred for multicultural events and festivals they've been forced to cancel because of the COVID-19 lockdown. There are also concerns for the welfare of young members of big migrant families. Centre for Multicultural Youth Chief Executive Carmel Guerra says they face increasing anxiety, with many as the main income earner in households, now out of work. She says for those studying, there's also the major challenge of working from home in environments that are less than ideal.
So we're hearing some young people who are having to go outside of their home and sit in park benches to try and get Wi-Fi and things, which is not right because that goes against the what they're told to do, and then lots of young people who find they can't study at home, that the younger children are getting preference, which we can understand. So it means that, you know, young people want to study, but they're finding it really difficult to do so.
The Spectrum Migrant Resource Centre helps vulnerable elderly and disabled migrants in their homes. Chief Executive Bernie Knott says the danger posed by COVID-19 has left many unsure about where to get help.
So there's been an emerging concerns around safety and well-being and even fear to the extent of, can I continue to let my support worker come into my house? Because there's been a lot of communication, a lot of media, a lot of messaging that's quite confusing for our communities, and trying to get the clarity of message through that continuing your essential services, continuing to take and receive your in-home care from our support workers is still really important for your well-being and inclusion.
To help improve communication with migrant communities, Eddie Micallef says SBS should be deemed an essential emergency broadcaster by the government.
You should utilise the expertise, the communication skills they have to get to these vulnerable groups, to maintain social cohesion, to maintain a level of understanding, because they lack health literacy, they lack they know how, where to go if they get into trouble. And we need to have that message to get through to them in a very effective way. To me, SBS is the organisation or the communications vehicle to provide that service.
A spokeswoman for the Victorian government says it's working closely with multicultural communities on further ways to support them during the crisis. A recently announced assistance package included a $59 million mental health boost for vulnerable migrants and a $40 million family violence initiative. According to the spokeswoman, state government COVID-19 advice is available in almost 50 languages, with a multicultural information campaign to be rolled out soon on television, radio and social media. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.